In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Summer Olympics are ending this weekend. I'd like to take us back to the 1976 Olympics. There's a Japanese gymnast by the name of Fujimoto, who during his floor exercise broke his right knee. But so determined was he to win a gold medal that he insisted on competing in his strongest event, the rings. Now, the rings are, by and large, upper body exercises, except, of course, at the end, you have to land. Your dismount counts. When Fujimoto completed his perfect routine on the rings, he dismounted squarely onto both feet and clinched his gold medal in spite of a broken knee. When asked later how he did it, he said the pain was excruciating, the worst he'd ever felt in his life. And while he was doing his exercise, his routine, he was anticipating the pain. But he knew that if he was to win the gold medal, he had to overcome. He had to push through, and he had to focus on the goal, not on the pain. In the epistle to the Corinthians that we read today, Paul talks about the building up of the church, the building up of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And he says the foundation is already laid. That's Christ himself. There's nothing anyone can do to change it, not that we would, but that has already been done and accomplished for us. But we add to that by what we do. We add to that by what we live. God has empowered us to be co-workers with him in the building up of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. If we live boldly for Christ, if we love boldly for Christ, Paul calls that building with gold and silver and precious stones. If not, he says it's like adding hay or straw, things that will not withstand the test of time, the test of fire. The true boldness should be inspired by the fact that we are God's fellow workers. We are not doing this on our own, but we are empowered by God himself, by God's Holy Spirit. When Fujimoto jumped off those rings knowing he was going to land on a broken knee, he was empowered by the desire for a gold medal, something so earthly. When we consider that every act we do, every word we utter, has the potential to build up the kingdom of Jesus Christ, has the potential to build up God's holy church, we too should feel empowered all the more. And sometimes that means overcoming fear. Sometimes that means overcoming awkwardness. Sometimes that means overcoming pain. Sometimes that means overcoming the things that tend to hold us back or that we let hold us back. You know, to love in this world with the love of God is not always easy. To love in this world with the love of God is not always accepted or comfortable. If we are adding gold and precious stones to God's holy house, then the love of God is the only way to live. Loving with that kind of sacrificial love can indeed be scary. You know, when the disciples are caught in the storm, they are scared. And Jesus comes to them walking on the water, walking on the sea, and they're all the more terrified. Like, what's going on? Is this a spirit? Is this some kind of ghost? But Peter says, Lord, if it's really you, let me come out to you. And the big miracle is not that Jesus walks in the water. After all, he's the divine Son of God. Walking on water literally comes naturally to him. The big miracle is that Peter walks on the water. That Peter is able to, a mere human being is able to walk on the water. Now, yes, he later starts to sink. But as long as his focus is on Jesus Christ, he walks right on top of the surface of the sea. You know, there's an old saying, if you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. In other words, to do great things for the kingdom of God, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to get away from your fear. You have to take a little courage. But above all, that saying means you got to keep your focus on Jesus Christ, because he not only brings the kingdom of heaven, but Jesus Christ is the kingdom of heaven incarnate. Fujimoto won because his focus was on the gold medal. Peter walked on water because his focus was on Jesus Christ. But before he could even begin to walk on the water, he had to get out of the boat. He had to get out of where he was. He had to get out of the old place. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is in every one of us, and it's in every one of your neighbors. To love God with complete sacrificial love, to love your neighbor with complete sacrificial love, not always an easy thing to do. But it's impossible if we're only worried about ourselves. It's impossible if we're only focused on our fears. But in fact, sacrificial love is not sacrificial if we're focused on us. Fujimoto succeeded because he was focused on something outside himself, on that gold medal. Peter walked on water because he was focused on Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we have been empowered to build up the kingdom of heaven here in our communities, here on this earth. If we're going to build that kingdom with gold and precious stones, then we too have to take the focus off ourselves. But if indeed you are able to keep your heart and your mind on Jesus Christ, then you too will walk on water. Amen. Amen.